The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus summoned the crowd again and said to them, "Hear me, all of you, and understand. Nothing that enters one from outside can defile that person, but the things that come out from within are what defile." When he got home, away from the crowd, his disciples questioned him about the parable. He said to them, "Are even you likewise without understanding? Do you not realize that everything that goes into a person from outside cannot defile, since it enters not the heart but the stomach, and passes out into the latrine? But he declared all foods clean. But what comes out of the man, that is what defiles him. From within the man, from his heart, come evil thoughts, unchastity, theft, murder, adultery, greed, malice, deceit, licentiousness, envy, blasphemy, arrogance, folly. All these evils come from within, and they defile." The Gospel of the Lord. A somewhat brief, simple thought this morning. The last 2 or 3 years during the Christmas season, praying with and meditating upon the different gospel readings, there is at least one line that has really struck me, really stood out, where I read it and it's not, gosh, it doesn't flow. It doesn't seem like all that's really necessary. Why does the gospel writer say that? And it's in Matthew, when he is describing when the wise men come to the manger, and they go in, and it says, and it's a long sentence, but at the very end it says, and they enter into the manger, and they see the child with Mary, his mother. I think, gosh, why does it say with Mary, his mother? Like, the focus is Jesus. The whole reason they went there, the star, is to bring them to the divine Son of God. They go in, and they see the child with Mary, his mother. Last night we had a guest speaker here, and he was exceptional, and a number of you were probably here listening to him. And one of the things that really struck out, and he helped me to understand, gosh, why is that? Why does Matthew add that detail? Because the Holy Spirit, who inspires all of sacred scripture, wanted that to be in there. And he says one day he was driving along, and he sees a bumper sticker on the car in front of him. And the bumper sticker said this: "Wise men still seek him with Mary, his mother." And I thought, of course. And he goes on to explain, from early on in the church, Our Lady was called the seat of wisdom. If you want to discover wisdom himself, the Son of God, go to the throne on which he sat. The one through whom he came to the world. The wise men find him with Mary, his mother, because she was the one who gave permission to them to have access to her son. "Here, come, I allow you to touch him, to see him, to kiss him, to speak to him." Then she will forever do that. You know, when our Lord's hanging on the cross and he says to John, "Behold your mother," all of John's attention is on our Lord. At the very end of his life, and what does Jesus do? He shifts his focus to his mother. The only reason he would have done that is because, "John, I'm leaving this world. You will never fully know me except through her. Behold her. Behold your mother." The first reading, the Queen of Sheba comes to visit Solomon, and our Lord speaks of this. He says she came from the end of the earth to find Solomon's wisdom. And there is one greater than Solomon here. If we want to discover that wisdom most fully, it is in and through Our Lady. "Mary, give me access to your son."